Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lyra on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you? How's everybody's week been? I know for you guys, we last spoke on Friday, but I haven't recorded an episode for over a week, so I've really fucking missed you guys. Honestly, I'm so excited to be back recording, chatting to my besties. I had the most amazing holiday. I actually had the most amazing time, guys. And my flights, fucking amazing. Do you know what? It cracks me up every time because obviously I catastrophize because I'm a nervous flyer and stuff like that. And I start to think, oh my God, like we're going to crash and burn and die. And then when we land and we haven't crashed and died, I'm like shocked. Like I say, like, I can't believe it. I can't believe we're alive. Like, I can't believe we made it. Like the odds just felt like they were really against us. Anyway, it just makes me laugh every time. I'm like, I'm alive. Wow. I actually did that. And then when I come home, I'm like, I just did it. I did the whole week. I made it. That's crazy. Isn't that crazy? No. And then do you know what does make me feel better? To any other nervous flyers, right? I think about like people that live in America, you catch flights all the time just to go and see your family in different states or blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'd probably get on a flight once a year. I actually went on 2 holidays this year, which is wild. I've never, ever done 2 holidays in a year. And I feel so happy and so grateful. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, people do this all the time. And that does make me feel better. But anyway, let's have a little catch up, babes. I've missed you so much. Where should we start? Let's catch up on my holiday. So yeah, let's start with the flight. I did take a propranolol. I did take 20 milligrams of propranolol, anti-anxiety meds. You know, I've just got some in a drawer stuffed away for a rainy day. If you ever need them, you never know. And anyway, it just fucking took the edge right off. Like the turbulence on the way home was, you know, it was kind of stormy. It wasn't as bad as the last time I went on holiday. You guys remember that traumatic story where I got thrown around in the toilet like I was in a washing machine? Yeah, that was fun. It wasn't as bad as that, but it was like, you know, when it goes a bit whoa and your stomach like drops and you think fucking hell, it's like you're on a ride. I was just way more calm and yeah, so that made me feel so much better. But do you know what I was thinking, right? You know, when they do the speech, I'm curious to know, do you listen? You know, when they do the like, you know, oxygen masks will drop from above and your life jacket's underneath your seat and all. Do you listen to that? Because as soon as they start, I immediately put my headphones in because it worries me. And then I was thinking to myself, I should probably listen to this because if, you know, God forbid, if you was ever in a plane disaster, I should listen, you know? So I thought, let me listen. Let me see what's actually going on today. I felt a bit more brave. I was like, yeah, I can do this. Like, let me actually pay attention. And they say shit like, it's the way they say it, like, if we land in water, like, what? Sorry, if we land in water, blow the fucking whistle. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, pull the string at the bottom. If that doesn't work, blow it up yourself. Like, sorry, it's not going to happen. Like, honestly, I don't know. Has that ever worked in any plane disaster ever? I wouldn't love to know. But yeah, I was just sitting thinking, in the event that we land in water, like, if the plane crash hasn't killed me, I've died from heart attack. Like, do you know what I mean? I've gone into shock. Like that, oh, I don't know. Anyway, I can't talk about plane crash anymore, but Yeah, I had an amazing holiday. It was so good. There was a girl in my hotel, because our hotel was gorgeous, right? We stayed in La Branda Suites, for anyone curious. It was in Costa Adeje in Tenerife. I love Tenerife. Like, it's just my favorite place in the world. I love the people. I love, like, the vibe, the atmosphere. Like, it's just such a nice place. But anyway, there was our hotel. You walk into reception, and then on your right, there's a family area, family hotel, basically. It's massive. The right side is all family, kids, and then on your left, it's adults only. And we was in the adults only part, but you can access the family part. But anyway, so we sunbathed, and most days we sunbathed, and there was this girl who was next to us on the sun loungers one day, and I wasn't listening to her conversation because I had one earphone in. You know when you are actually listening, but you've got your eyes shut and your headphones in, but you're actually listening. And she was talking to someone who she's like made friends with out there, and she was saying that she's on holiday on her own. She's never done it before. She feels a bit homesick and stuff. I was listening, thinking, God, a woman after my own heart. That's me. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so then she started chatting away to me after, and we was chatting. And I was like, God, yeah, like, you're so brave. You should be so proud of yourself. That's such a good achievement. Like, such a good thing to do, to say, like, I'm going to take myself on holiday. Like, I bet you feel really good. Blah blah. So we're just chatting and chatting, and then she starts recommending things about what to do, like, out there. And it made me realize something, that I can't just be honest, right? So she would say to me, you know, I really recommend the kayaking. I went yesterday. You get to kayak out to sea, and then you go snorkeling and with wild dolphins. I thought, wild? Aren't all dolphins wild? She's like, with the wild dolphins. I thought, okay, can you have pet dolphins? Anyway, so she's telling me about how amazing this kayak and snorkeling thing is. You get to see the turtles, everything. And I, obviously, you guys know me. You guys know, no, thank you. I would never be doing that. I'm not a sea girl. I'm not a water girl. I'm afraid of everything, right? I could have just said, oh, that's, do you know what? That sounds amazing. You're much braver than me. I've got such a big fear of the sea, though. I could never do that. No, I go, oh, that sounds brilliant. That sounds fantastic. Where can I go for that? Who do I talk to for that? What? So you get picked up outside the hotel? Oh, amazing. Okay, yeah. How long is it for? How much is it? I'm not doing it. Why can't I just be honest? Like, why do I just feed into it? Like, it's just weird. Do you know what it is? I feel like I'm going to shut them down. I don't want her to tell me how amazing something is and me go, fuck that. And then she's like, oh, okay. That's the end of that conversation. So I just go, oh, that's brilliant. Oh, that really sounds like a bit of me, actually. God, I can't believe I've not thought of that. Sounds like a bit of me. I'll definitely be doing that. Who do I talk to? Oh, I can sort that out at reception. Oh, brilliant. I'll definitely be doing that. Anyway, then I was dreading seeing her for the rest of the week, thinking she's going to ask me, like, have you done the snorkeling yet? And I know, I'm just going to lie. Yeah, I went yesterday. Had the best time swimming with the wild dolphins. Oh, but no, honestly, I don't know what's the matter with me, but... Also, another thing that me and Jamie was talking about, right, is, you know, all these fun activities people do on holiday, you know, for example, the snorkeling and stuff, and then you go on the boat trips. Because I went on a boat trip last time I went to Tenerife, and it was fucking horrible. You go whale and dolphin watching, and I was like, oh my God, beautiful. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a dolphin, like, up close. Anyway, we didn't see any dolphins. We saw whales, and that was cool. But after a while, you're a bit like, yep, there's another whale. Do you know what I mean? Because the most overriding feeling was, get me off of this ocean. Like, get me out of the ocean. I want to be on land. Like, I don't know what it was. It was just so overwhelming for me. I was like, oh God, I can't deal. Like, you look outside of the boat, you can't see anything apart from sea. It's like, God, this is just not where I want to be. But anyway, it was kind of fun. But my whole left side of my body really swelled up last time. Like, it was kind of traumatic. But anyway, so then we're talking about those types of activities and stuff, and I was saying to him, like, do you ever wish I was a bit more fun? Like, do you ever wish I was like, let's go jet skiing, like, let's go cliff diving? And he's like, no, not really. Like, I have done that, but, you know, he's very similar to me. He just wants to sip cocktails and enjoy the sun and you know, go paddling in the pool and walk around the beaches and try the nice food and, like, you know, whatever. So I was saying, like, do you ever wish I was more fun? And then we said, like, I would never, ever, 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 you know, people that jump off of the cliffs into the sea, I don't think you could pay me any amount of money. You could offer me £1 billion and I wouldn't even consider it. I wouldn't even go, oof, that's tough. No. And people do it for nothing. People do that for fun. Actually, people pay to do it. And that baffles me. You guys who do that, I would love to be like you. Adrenaline junkies, thrill seekers, you're fun, you're adventurous. It's sexy. It's like, yeah, just jumped off a fucking cliff into the sea and swam back up to do it again and again. And I thought to myself, I said to him, would you rather jump off a cliff into the sea or skydive out of a plane? And I'd rather skydive out of a plane than jump off a cliff into the sea. And I know it doesn't make much sense because you're like, the drop is much bigger from a plane. But absolutely, positively not. Would I ever jump off a cliff into the sea? I would much rather, no, I wouldn't much rather, I'd rather do neither. But it gun to my head, I had to pick. I'm jumping out of a plane, parachute, offs. But yeah, no, I don't like the thought of jumping. You just fucking free fall. You just run to the end of a cliff and just fucking launch yourself off, honey. Are you okay? I actually find that mental. Like, it's sick. It is so cool. Like, when I watch people do that, I think, God, you just look like a cool person. Like, you just look like young, wild and free, you know? Crazy, crazy babe. But no, I'd rather jump out of a plane, honestly. But yeah, so we had so many like those funny conversations where you're like, what do you rather? What do you rather? And then we'd say things like, yeah, cliff diving tomorrow. Yeah. 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 Just after the jet ski. Yeah. Jet ski, then cliff dive, then snorkel. Yeah. Tomorrow. Honestly, I must be a boring girlfriend, but he promised that he doesn't care that I'm not into all that adrenaline stuff. But you know what? There's people listening that are the same as me and it's not for them, you know. But also, guys, this is so funny, right? So we was in the pool in our hotel and I was like wrapped around him in the pool, you know, that gross couple thing that you do on holiday. And then I said to him, what would you do if I just weed on you right now? Like, legs on you. What would you do if I just weed on you? And he was like, have a wee, babe. I was like, no. And then we were laughing about that for ages. I'm saying like, oh my God, it would just be all hot all of a sudden. You just feel it like on your lap. And he was just going, just do a wee, babe, do a wee. And then he went, do a poo. I was like, I was crying for ages. Because I said to him, what would you actually do? Like genuinely, what would you actually do if I just took a shit in the pool? And I said to him, no, if I said to you, oh shit, Jamie, I can't, I'm pooing. And I said, I know for a fact you would grab it. We was crying because I was like, what would you genuinely do? I've said to you, I'm pooing, I can't stop, I'm pooing. You would grab it for me. And he said, 100% I would grab it for you and put it in my pocket. We was crying. Do you know what, guys? He would. If something happened in my stomach where I was in the swimming pool on holiday, just having a nice time, then all of a sudden something went wrong in my stomach and I just took a shit in the pool. He said, I'll just grab it. And he kept doing the motions in the water, like grabbing it in the water and putting it in his pocket. Fucking disgusting. But guys, I think that's love, when they wouldn't want you to be embarrassed and they would just grab it for you. Go and ask your boyfriends if you shit in a pool, they grab it. But anyway, on that note, tell me, you guys, some of you can relate. I cannot go to a toilet on holiday. I don't know what it is. There is just no bowel movements. I cannot go. And Jamie is so annoying because I'll be like, oh God, I just can't. I just want to go so bad. Like, my stomach's hurting. Like, I'm so bloated. And then he'll be like, just go and have a poo, babe. Like, oh, brilliant idea. Brilliant. So annoying. But yeah, it ain't just me, is it? To be fair, I know people that get it. But why is that? I Googled it and apparently it's something to do with your nervous system. Oh my God, I can see a plane out my window. It's a very weird plane. What the frick is that? Is that on its side? Oh, guys, it's going a little bit slow. What is that? Okay, the plane's passed. But anyway, so yeah, that was my holiday recap, guys. I honestly had the best time, but I did miss you guys so much. I was literally looking at holidays on the way home from the airport. Oh my God, but also, right, we landed on Sunday night at like midnight, well, Monday morning, technically. And We stayed in a hotel in Gatwick, and then the next day on Monday, we came straight back to Somerset, where my brother and my sister-in-law were having their gender reveal. Oh my God, guys. So my brother grew up with three sisters, okay? And he resented us and my mum for that for his entire life, okay? He was like, I was the only boy. All I wanted was a brother. Why can you give me a brother? Like, it was horrible being there anymore. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. Get over it. Get over it. Right? So he obviously, happy, healthy baby, number one priority. But it is his dream to eventually be able to have a son, right? Regardless of that, whether that's his first or whatever, he's always wanted a son one day. So it's the gender reveal. And my mum found out the baby's gender before anyone else. They did it in the envelope and gave it straight to my mum. And that was on Sunday when we were traveling home. And apparently it was torture. I don't know how they had that willpower. Guys, if anyone else has done the gender reveal where you keep it secret until the reveal, I don't know how you have that willpower, because I know for a fact I'm opening that envelope in the car and I'm pretending I didn't see it. I'm pretending. Oh my God, I'm so surprised. No, I wouldn't, because I don't like to ruin surprises, okay? On that note, we do a Secret Santa with my family every year, and I'm the one who does the Secret Santa list on an app, and I have access to everybody's matches on my phone, and every year I have the willpower to not look because I don't want to ruin surprises. So I feel like I probably wouldn't ruin it for myself if I was in their position. But anyway, apparently it was so difficult and they had to just give it to my mum and then just like leave it. But for ages I was going, oh, maybe we should just know, maybe we should just know and pretend that we don't. Anyway, it was apparently very difficult. So gender reveal comes around, everyone's there, my mum, my dad, his wife, his partner's mum and dad, brother, whatever, me and Jamie and my nephew, and we're all there. It's so exciting. And my mum obviously has, we bought one of each canon. We bought it in advance because we didn't have time to do it last minute. We knew it was going to be the day after the scan. So we bought a girl and a boy canon. And my mum had the job of making sure she picked the right canon, because could you imagine if she accidentally gave the wrong one? Anyway, we did a countdown from 10. It was blue. Oh my God, I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited. Like, they have names already, like some favorite names. And I am so happy for both of them, because I think they both was just like, you know what? Happy, healthy baby. But they both knew that eventually my brother wants a son at some point. But the fact that it was their first baby was the son that he's wanted. It's just like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, I'm not going to lie, I am just so excited no matter what. I love being an auntie. Like, I'd say I'm a pretty cool auntie. Like, in the gender reveal video, I'm like drinking Prosecco in one hand, arm around my oldest nephew in the other arm, and the only one without kids. Like, I will be the cool aunt, okay? But I also want to be the amazing mum one day. Just today is not that day, okay? So yeah, so many amazing things happened this week. I had an amazing holiday. I'm having another nephew. Like, oh, it's just the best. So I'm feeling on cloud nine at the moment. And also just so happy to be back in your company and to have you guys back in my company today. So thank you so much for listening. There is not going to be a weekly debate this episode, just because I totally forgot to put one on my stories where, you know, I've just been having such an amazing time. But either way, we'll probably just do more dilemmas. So yeah, I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and let's get straight into it. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So before we get into the dilemmas, I want to read this out because one of you guys sent this email in, and it's not a dilemma or a confession or anything, but I just fucking loved it and it made me laugh so much. So it says, "Hey Leah, love your podcast and your energy. Been listening to it religiously and have started using your words a lot." And when she said this, I thought, what do you mean my words a lot? Like, what words do I use? I feel like I don't have like sayings or anything that you guys would pick up. So I was kind of confused. So I read on. But also, thank you, and I love you so much. It says, "Every time you read out a story, when a guy is not treating a girl right, you always say, well, fuck off then, right?" And I thought, I do say that, actually. So she said, so when this guy cancelled plans with me this Saturday, I said, well, fuck off then. It felt so good. And it made me laugh so much, right? Because I'm thinking, imagine if a guy texts you like, hey, I'm so sorry, like I can't make it this Saturday. And she's like, well, fuck off then. Well, fuck off then. It made me laugh so much because it's given aggressive, but valid, you know. Not sure if I'm having the best influence on people by this, but oh well. And then she said, girls, we all need Leah energy, please. Love you, Leah, and love you all. And I thought that was so cute, just to shout out all of you guys. She loves you guys. I just love that. It just made me laugh so much. I was like, oh fuck, I do say that. Well, fuck off then. Do you know what I mean? Oh, there's something wrong with me. But anyway, I love you. Thank you for sending that in. It really made me laugh. All right. Okay. Dilemmas. Let's get into this one. We've got some really good ones this week, to be fair. To be honest, I think they're good every week. You guys never disappoint. But let's have a little look. Okay. We'll kick off with this one. Hey, Leah, I love you and I'd love to get your opinion on something. I love you too so much. It's not exactly a dilemma, but I just can't stop thinking about it. Last night, my boyfriend's ex re-requested to follow him on Insta. For some background, I've been with him for nearly a year and we got together relatively short after he ended things with her. It wasn't really an amicable breakup and she ended up blocking him. So I'm assuming he ended it with her or she ended it with him, I'm not sure. We live in the same area, so she knows that he has a new girlfriend. Last night, over a year after she blocked him, she requested to follow him again, completely out of the blue. I don't know if I just have my girlfriend glasses on, but I can't get past the feeling that this is a bit strange. They weren't friends before they were together and they don't have friends in the same circle, so there's never been anything other than their relationship between them. I can't stop questioning her motive purely because of how long it's been, which may be a bit of an overreaction, I know. I don't think it's an overreaction. But I don't understand why she wouldn't want to leave the past in the past. My boyfriend immediately asked my opinion on what he should do, to which I said, I don't mind. See, this bit, I thought, would you mean, what should I do? What do you mean, what should I do? Why are you asking me that? What should I do? My ex has requested, what should I do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do about that? Anyway, we'll read on. I trust him completely, so if he wants to accept and follow back, then that is okay with me. The only thing I worry about is if she will perceive him following her back as disrespectful to me. Yeah, I know this shouldn't bother me as it doesn't affect me at all, but for some reason it just does. Babes, I think it would bother a lot of people, to be honest. So don't be thinking that, you know, oh, this shouldn't really bother me. I don't know why it's bothering me. It would bother me. So what is your opinion on all of this? Do you think I'm overthinking it? How would you feel if this was Jamie's ex? What do you think my boyfriend should do? Thank you. Love you. Bye. Okay. I think the fact that your boyfriend has come to you and said, my ex has requested me, what should I do, is concerning to me. Because if the shoe was on the other foot and an ex requested to follow me, it's getting ignored. Like, I'll just decline it or I'd ignore it. Like, there wouldn't be part of me that would go, oh, babe, so-and-so's requested me. Should I accept it? What? For what reason would you accept it? Why? That's what I'd want to know. Why would you accept it? Let's ignore why she would have requested it. We all know why. Because she's thinking about her ex and she's either curious, she wants to talk to him, she wants to be with him, whatever it is. She's being nosy, whatever the reason, she wants to grab his attention, right? So it's irrelevant. Her reason for requesting him is irrelevant. But what is relevant is, what would be your reason to accept it? Let alone follow her back. Like, I'm sorry, for what? Why would you do that? Again, like you said, leave the past in the past. She can do whatever she wants. It's irrelevant. She can request him as many times as she wants. It should, in my opinion, just be automatic. Why would you accept them? What is the need? What are you going to gain from it? What is it making you feel? Are you intrigued by her? Are you, you know, a bit excited about it? Are you interested in what her intentions are or what she might want to say to you? What about this is interesting to you? Because it should be like, oh, fuck off. Why the fuck are you requesting me? What the hell? Ignore and move on. Because, you know, we're not in each other's lives anymore. What is the need? So I think validate your feelings a bit more. Validate the fact that you don't like it. And regardless of whether anybody else agrees with you that it is unnecessary the way that you're feeling or overreaction or whatever it is, it doesn't matter what anyone else's opinions are on how you feel. It is how you feel, full stop. That nobody gets to decide how you feel. You just feel it. And that is valid on its own. So the fact that he's asked you, what should I do? I would be questioning that. I'd say, what do you think I want you to do? Number one. Number two, what do you want to do? And number three, why is that a question? Why isn't it just, oh, that's fucking random, moving on with my life? Do you know what I mean? Ignore. It's weird to say, oh, what should I do? You're interested in this. You're excited about that. You're, you know, intrigued at the very least. And you want me to know about it as well. Like, surely you can just ignore it and it doesn't even need to be a conversation because it's so irrelevant. You know, like, that just happens every now and then. Exes do just pop back up. It's common. And we just ignore. You know, you're not in my life anymore. We don't have anything to say to each other. It's not like we have kids or pets where there'd be a conversation like we know about the pet situation, remember? So, yeah, that's my question. Why is it a question? First of all, why are you asking me? Do you want my permission to accept it? Do you want me to say, yeah, you can, because that's what you want to do, but you don't want to do anything behind my back? That's what I'd be thinking. Okay, you've told me. First of all, I'm not really sure why you've told me, because in my opinion, it should just be ignore, move on, forget about it. Doesn't make me feel anything. Doesn't make me think anything. It's just random. Let go of that. See you later. But also, why is it a question? Do you want to accept her, but you just don't want to feel like you're going behind my back? So that's why you've told me? I don't know. I would be honest about how you feel and say, look, she's your ex. What is the reason? Why do we need to be following each other? I don't follow my exes. Why should you, you know? Yeah, that's what I have to say on that one, babes. But, you know, there's probably people listening that think, well, it's just a follow. Doesn't matter. Not the end of the world. And that's fine. But you obviously feel a certain way and that's valid and, you know, stand by it. And yeah, I would say, why is that a question? What do you want to do? You know, why are you telling me? Yeah. All right. Love you, babe. Tell me what happens. Give us all an update on that one. Okay. So we have a dilemma update next.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This says, "Hey Leah, this dilemma is very fresh, so could really do with some help right now. Also, my head feels extremely scrambled, so bear with if I sound all over the place in this dilemma. Don't worry about it. I previously sent a dilemma to you on one of the first ever podcast episodes about seeing a guy who was moving to Australia. I do remember this. Long story short, he moved out there and we kept on good terms, but obviously had to end things. Skip 1.5 years and he's back. Only for a month. Oh. However, he might be coming back for good in the new year or be staying out for another 2 years. Complicated, right? Yeah, fuck. Well, which one is it? Anyway, this really took me by surprise how happy I was to see him after all this time. He texted me 12 hours after he landed. So you were on his... Oh, sorry, the mic got a bit close then. You were on his mind immediately. As soon as he was back in UK territory, you were on his mind. Okay. And there was just so many feelings there. After all this time, I've never really dated properly, as it's never quite felt the same as how it did with him. And in all honesty, there's definitely some unfinished business there. It's complicated because I want to see him as much as I can while he's back, but also I don't want to get my feelings hurt if he does go back for another 2 years. Yeah, so true. I guess I could just really do with some advice on this whole situation. Is this everything happens for a reason scenario that we both pretty much feel the same as before, like nothing's changed? Am I stupid to enjoy his company while he's back? Do I let the universe take control of the situation? What will be? It just seems mad that after all this time, it's like no time has passed. Thank you for helping in any way you can. I feel a little lost right now and would love any advice you have." Oh my God. Okay. This is tough. I feel like it's one of them situations where you follow your head or your heart. Like, your head says, I might get hurt, I should probably just leave it and just see if he does end up moving back in the new year. But your heart is like, but he's here now, and what if he does move back? Then I might regret not spending this month with him. So part of me thinks, you know what, let's just see what happens in the new year. Let's just see if he does move back, then I'll dive in balls deep. But if he, you know, I mean, if he doesn't move back, what did I just say? If he stays in the UK, I'm assuming that's where you are, actually. You haven't even mentioned, I've just assumed, sorry. If he does stay where you live, then we'll dive in balls deep, right? If he moves back to Australia, then it is what it is. I'm sure he'll come back at some point, but right now isn't that time. However, you don't want to look back and be like, fuck, he was here for a whole month and I didn't even see him. But on the flip side, like you're saying, what is the point in falling for someone even more in that month when they're going to leave again? So I personally think I would... It's hard because you think, I'll just see him a little bit. I'll just see him once or twice, maybe 3, 4, 5 times, maybe 3 times in that month. That's almost once a week. And, you know, then it won't be too bad if he doesn't stay. But even those 3 times could be enough for you to fall bang in love with him, like even more in love with him, you know? So part of me wants to say that, just, you know, let's just take it easy in this month and just see what happens. Let's just see him a couple of times and see if he stays or if he leaves. And then if he stays, we'll see each other more. We'll take this all more seriously. If he leaves, I'll be okay because I've only seen him 3 times. But the other part of me is like, you could still get even more hurt then. So maybe we don't see him or even try not to even think about it at all for this month. And if he does stay in the new year, if he doesn't leave, then maybe I'll start talking and thinking about this a bit more. that feels like a safer option to me. But obviously that's very hard to do when you haven't seen someone for such a long time and you know they're around the corner now. It's so hard not to just go and see them because you've thought about them for so long and you've missed them so much and now they're here. Why would you waste it? So I think maybe you can see him a couple of times, see how the feelings are. Maybe it'll convince them to stay. You never know. I think use this month as a, we do not know what's going to happen. So I'm not going to deep this situation until the new year when we know what's going to happen and where people are going to be. Because right now we're at a crossroads. We're either going to go down this road together. You're going to stay and we're going to see where things take us. You're back. We still have feelings for each other. This is amazing. The spark never went. Or he's going to go back to Australia and, you know, nothing's changed. He was already in Australia. You got your head around it. You carried on with your life and he's just come back and he's going to go back to Australia and you'll be okay because she was okay the last time. So that's what I think you should do. I think personally, we wait until the new year when he's made his decision if he's staying or going. I don't know if it's dependent on like he's got to just decide or if it's dependent on getting another job out there. I'm not sure what it is, but I think we wait until we know the answer because like you've said, what's the point? You could just end up way more hurt. But yeah, keep me updated with that one. I would totally get it if you did just end up fucking going in balls deep for a month because it's so hard not to when you feel so strongly about someone. But yeah, either way, I think follow your head and your heart at the same time as much as you can and let us all know if he stays or goes. We are dying to know. Please tell us. We love you so much. Okay, next dilemma. My boyfriend always cancels our plans. Hey Leah, I need some advice on how to deal with this situation. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 4 years and we're still going strong. But my biggest issue in our relationship is him cancelling plans on me all the time. For example, it's Saturday night and for the past few weeks we've been talking about the KSI Tommy Fury fight and how we both wanted to watch it. I reminded him this week and said, am I still watching it with you? And he promised he would. I've spent today getting snacks ready, getting myself ready and packing my bags because we'd planned for me to stay the next 2 nights. Oh no. I hate that. You're so excited. You're all prepped. You've gone out getting snacks. You've made sure you've had a full shower shave, you know? It's 7 p.m. and he's on his way back from his football game. And he said he's actually just going to watch it with the boys. But I can stay round after. Oh, lucky me. What the fuck? Ugh. It's always the fucking boys, isn't it? Sorry, but no, I'm not waiting till midnight to see you. This isn't just a one-off. This has happened so many times where I've been let down on the weekend and then left at home upset and on my own. Most of my friends work weekends, so it's not like I can even meet up with them last minute. The point is, it makes me feel so rejected and unwanted and gives me the worst anxiety all weekend, not feeling 100% sure about mine or our plans. I have anxiety and OCD, so he knows how it makes me feel when plans change as well. My question is, what do I do in this situation? I told him the next time he does this, I don't want to be together anymore because he clearly doesn't care for my feelings. I'm not the most secure person, so how can I stop feeling rejected? You know what? I have been in your position and for me, it just got worse. You just feel abandoned. You just feel so neglected all the time. It's like you've made plans with me, but the boys have suggested something and that sounds way better. So fuck the girlfriend. I'm going to hang out with the boys instead because I have a much better time with them. That is what it's given. And do you know what? This is going to sound really dramatic and over the top. And I'm only speaking from experience here, which is kind of unfair to do, but I can't help it in this situation, right? End the fucking relationship. I know it's brutal. Listen, I know it's brutal. You've been together 4 years, right? You say you're going strong, which, you know, I'm sure you are in every other area. I don't doubt that for a second. But it's actually deep, I think. I think when you cancel plans on your girlfriend last minute, it is deep on so many levels. It shows that, of course, what you're saying, you don't want to spend time with me. You don't actually want to hang out with me. But also on another level is you don't care about the fact that you've left me hanging. You don't actually give a fuck about how that's made me feel. Not only is it a case of you would rather be with the boys, you don't give a fuck about how I'm going to feel reading that message of you saying, I'm just going to watch it with the boys, but you can pop around later. Or if you do care, if you are aware of how that's making me feel, you're doing it anyway, which is worse because you don't give a fuck. You're thinking, oh, she's going to be pissed off about this. She's going to kick right off at me, but oh, well, fuck her. Like, you don't give a shit. You will literally, you think my world should just revolve around you. I should, you know, go out, get some snacks, get myself all ready, pick out some nice underwear, pick out some cozy pajamas to wear around there later, get all excited about it. You know, I've prepped the night before. You're my boyfriend. I'm excited to see you, okay? I might have topped up the fake tan, you know, I might have done a sheet mask, whatever, because I want to look my best for you because I love you and I want you to fancy me because it's important, you know, that I feel sexy around you. And you're going to text me at 7 p.m. The fight was at 11. Fight's at 11. Whole thing's already fucking started at this point. You're going to text me saying, I'm just going to go with the boys, but come round after. First of all, are you taking the absolute piss out of me? I've spent all day making sure that we are going to have a lush night, and you're just going to text me saying, I'm going to watch it with the boys, but come round later. Well, come round so you can get quick shagging before you fall asleep. Like, are you joking? It shows such a big level of disrespect and that he is not aware or doesn't care of how he feel, how he is making you feel. It's not important to him. He doesn't care. So listen, from experience, I know when I look back, I know it's because of how you felt towards me. You didn't feel as strong towards me as I did towards you. You didn't care about being in my company. You'd rather be with the boys. You didn't care about letting me down and leaving me alone with no plans and upset. You have no respect for me. Like, it is actually quite deep when somebody continues to do it, and it's the way they've done it. Like, I had situations where I'd be at work, right, and we'd have plans like, oh, I'm gonna come home and we'll do this tonight, we'll do that tonight, and I'd get a text like, I've gone to my mate's house, I'll be back on Friday. It's Tuesday. And I would be doing the rest of my shift at work thinking, are you fucking joking me? I just want to cry because I'd be like, I've been neglected and abandoned again. I'm left on my own again. And I know the feeling you feel, and it's really lonely. You feel so unloved. It actually makes you feel like ugly, and like it, you take it very personally. So that is why I'm saying end your relationship. Like, it is so, it's deeper than what it sounds like on the surface. Like, and it's so hard because you want to convince yourself to stay in the relationship because you love them, right? So you say things like, I can't end the relationship because he cancelled the fucking KSI fight on me. Do you know what I mean? I can't end the relationship over that because you don't want to. But if you actually think about it and deep it and understand that it is telling you how he feels about you, it is telling you the lack of respect he has for you, it's telling you that you are not a priority to him. Like, it is repetitive. And it's insulting, it's selfish, it's mean, and you just end up feeling lonely, not good enough. You know, like you've said all of this, you feel not good enough. It makes you feel unwanted, it makes you feel rejected, it gives you anxiety all weekend. And it's like, for that, don't look at it as, I can't end it because he cancelled a fucking boxing match on me. No, if you do want to end it because of this, make sure you understand that it's not petty, and it's because you was with someone that made you feel rejected and unwanted and give you anxiety all weekend. Like, that is good enough grounds to walk away from somebody, because look at the impact they're having on you. So listen, this actually really riled me up to read it, because taking for granted is what I'm trying to say, the person that you're with, is so painful. And you are a human, you are the main character, and people like this make you feel like a supporting role. You are a tree in the background of their one-man show. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that is actually deep to me. Like, it's not nice. So I just want to say to you, you deserve so much better than that. Yeah, you've been together for 4 years. And yeah, you said that you are really strong and stuff. But please understand that that is actually quite deep. And you deserve so much better. And if you don't want to end the relationship, I think maybe give them a serious talk of like, look, I don't feel wanted by you. You make me feel rejected. And even having to sit here and say this to you makes me feel even more unwanted. The fact that I have to sit here and explain to you that I don't feel wanted, then I feel needy. Then I feel like I'm suffocating you. Then I feel clingy. And then I feel like I don't have independence. And you're making me feel all these negative feelings that I don't deserve or want to feel. So either make some fucking time for me, give a shit about me, have a bit of respect for me, prioritize me every now and then. Listen, I'm not asking you to spend all your time with me and never hang out with the boys. I'm not asking that of you. But don't tell me you want to watch the boxing with me if you're going to watch it with the boys. If you think that that might happen, invite me as well. Or say to me, I don't know, let me check with the boys what they want to do and then we'll figure something out, whatever. Even that, to be fair, makes you feel like the fucking second option. So yeah, even that still be shit. But do you know what I mean? Don't promise me all this shit and keep letting me down. Don't commit to something if you know you don't want to do it. And then we'll see, won't we? If you stop committing to spending time with me, I'll realise you don't actually like spending time with me. You don't actually enjoy my company. You don't actually enjoy being around me. I'm not your favourite person to hang out with. And that's fine. I don't need to be your absolute favourite person to hang out with. Obviously, you're going to have different times with the boys. It's going to be different. Like, I love hanging out with my best friend. It's different to when I hang out with you. But you're still one of my favourite people to be around. I want to be around you. I want to have nice nights in watching the boxing with you. And if you don't feel like that towards me, you need to let me know. And you need to be honest with yourself and be honest with me. Period. Do you know what I mean? There are probably people listening thinking I'm being dramatic. But unless you have been in that situation, which I'm sure there are so many people that have, you understand it's really sad and lonely and it really knocks your confidence and your self-esteem. So yeah, if you can relate to that, you will get why I'm saying it, because like I said, it's a deep feeling and it's really horrible, and your partner should never ever make you feel lonely and unwanted. So whether it's over a boxing match or what, the bottom line is they're making you feel lonely and unwanted and rejected, and that's bullshit. That's some bullshit. Fuck off. Do you know what I mean? I love you so much, and just remember that you deserve to be with someone that makes you feel like a priority and makes you feel like they love your company and makes you feel like, not all the time, but every now and then, I would rather be with my girlfriend than with the boys. You know, I'm at that point in my life now where I fucking love, she's my favorite person to hang out with. Don't get me wrong, I still love hanging out with the boys and I still always make time for the boys, but my girlfriend, I fucking love being in her company. We have the best time, you know? That's what you deserve. So I love you so much, and don't ever let somebody make you feel that you are the bottom of their list of priorities, because you are so much more than that, and I love you so much. Okay, let's do one more dilemma. So let's just get straight into this one. It says, hi, beautiful. Love you millions. I hope you're doing well. Hi, gorgeous. I love you. Okay, so this girl I've been talking to, let's say her name's Sophia. She had a situationship with Grace a while ago. Now Sophia and Grace are in a trio. It's so awkward because, like, they're so close, practically best friends. Okay, right. So she's been dating somebody and they're best friends, right? The girl that you're seeing, I mean. Right. They're so close, they're practically best friends, and I know that they've had history, and I can't help but think they flirt still. I mean, surely. Surely one of them is still in love with the other person. I know Grace was toxic, and she didn't treat Sophia well, and I'd like to think that I do. I still talk to and snap my ex too, though. It's basically the same, although me and her broke up 2 years ago, and they stopped talking last year. It's also different because I'm not as close with my ex, but she is with Grace. I have major jealousy issues too, and I know that I need to work on it, but I don't know if it's going to be a deal breaker for Grace. I don't feel as though I can bring it up, as I'm still friends with my ex. Really sorry it was long and a bit childish, and yes, thank you so much. Love you. I don't think it's childish. I think that's so hard. If you're seeing somebody and they're literally best friends with somebody that they were seeing, that is a hard thing to get your head around. So I think you need to talk to her. I feel like it is a case of communication, because at the end of the day, if they are best friends, I don't think they were in a relation. Okay, yeah, no, they had a situationship. So they were never together, but they obviously had something going on, right? So I totally get why you would feel jealous. I would feel jealous. So I think it is a case of having to communicate. And I know you're worried that you're just going to push Sophia away by bringing this up and being like, look, I'm feeling a little bit jealous. I feel a little bit on edge, maybe a little bit threatened. Like, I know you feel like, you know, Sophia might turn around and be like, that's my best friend, like, what the fuck? But at the same time, she should have understanding for that. I think most people would get that. So I think if you go to Sophia and you just say, like, look, I'm not trying to cause any issues, by the way, but I do just feel a little bit jealous and on edge and maybe a little bit threatened by your friendship with Grace, because I know you used to have a thing, and I worry that there might still be feelings there. And hopefully she can give you some reassurance. But at the end of the day, it is difficult. And I guess it's just up to you to decide if that's something you're willing to still get involved with. If Sophia does turn around and be like, that's my best friend, like, sorry, you don't get to be jealous. You can't say this to me. Because then that's basically just saying, fuck your feelings, get over it. And that's not really fair. So hopefully you can have a conversation where you feel more reassured, or at least, you know, maybe you should be introduced to both of these people, like, so that you can see them together, like the whole trio. And hopefully that might make you feel better. If you haven't already met them, hopefully you will feel better being around all three of these girls and seeing, actually, you're all just fucking besties and there is no flirting going on. I don't need to be worried. Hopefully that will be the case. But yeah, I do think you should communicate it with her and don't be worried about pushing somebody away, because at the end of the day, I will say, if you can push somebody away, let them go. See ya. Do you know what I mean? With something understandable, of course. If you're just going to treat someone like shit, that's different. But if you're going to go to someone and say, look, I feel a little bit insecure about this, it shouldn't push them away. Essentially, it shouldn't. And don't feel like you're being a hypocrite because you still talk to your ex, because you're not best friends with your ex. You know, you're not like in a trio, absolute best friends friendship group. So it is different. And also, if she turned around and said to you, look, well, I feel uncomfortable with you talking to your ex, then that's valid as well. And you can have that conversation with her as well. Look, maybe we should both be being a little bit different towards our exes, you know? So yeah, I love you. I hope you have that one figured out. Let us all know. Keep us updated with that one. And yeah, I love you so much. All right, guys. Thank you so much for sending in all your dilemmas today. I thoroughly enjoyed chatting to you all. Please stay for the outro. Let's wrap up the episode. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening. If you're staying for the outro, I love you. I appreciate you more than anything in the whole world. Oh my god, you guys, the Halloween special is coming on Friday. Send in any ghost stories, spooky stories, because I've got some already, quite a few actually, but the more the merrier, because I don't care how long this episode goes on for. I will happily do it for 7 hours, because these stories are so fucking scary. I literally had goosebumps putting them in, because I've made a folder of Halloween stories. I had goosebumps putting them in. They're so good. You guys, I can't believe some of the things you've experienced. So if you've ever had an encounter with a ghost, whether that be recently, when you were a child, somebody you know, whatever it is, send it in, because I loved it last year. If you haven't listened to that one, go and listen to it. It was honestly creepy as fuck, but it's so fun. So yeah, I hope you guys are excited for that one. It's coming on Friday. I'm so looking forward to it. What are you guys doing for Halloween? I have no plans. I don't think I'm going to do anything this Halloween. I genuinely don't. I'm not feeling it. I think it's because I've just been on holiday. Like, I'm not in the festive spirit. And you never know. Maybe things will change over the next couple of days now that I'm home and it's fucking freezing, might I add. It's so cold. Might make a hot chocolate in a minute. I'm really craving a ham and coleslaw sandwich. I'm going to make one. Yeah. Is that random? Who likes ham and coleslaw sandwich? Cheese coleslaw. Oh, fucking get in. I love it so much. But yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you all enjoyed last week's episodes that were pre-filmed. It's so good to be sat with the mic again, having a chat with you all. And I will speak to you on Friday for the Halloween special. All right. I love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.